Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday Q&A. Today we're talking about planning with love because it is all about losing 5 pounds this month as we love our way down the scale. So it is I, Coach MJ. We are here to talk about planning. We are here to answer all of your questions. So this is really last week. I did not get to all the questions. I am determined to get to all the questions this week. So I made less notes for myself to talk about because I was like, I want to make sure I get to all your questions. That's always my goal on this call, and I failed terribly last week. So I want to make sure I get to all of your questions because it's super important for me. If you take the time to come to these calls, I want to make sure that I have time to answer them. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Make sure Coach Lisa is here with us. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone and ask all of your questions in the chat and in the Q&A. I'm going to talk for a couple minutes about planning, and then we're gonna just get after it. But first, have you heard the big, we're calling it BFD. It's a big fucking deal. Something we've never done in OBS before, ever, ever, ever. We have got some coaches that were doing some other jobs and just, being coaches and doing other things. Now they have spots available. Some of our other coaches have spots available. So we are one time only, 100 spots. We are going to let members who have never done coaching before, if you know to do private coaching, if you've never done it before, you've got to sign up for that initial 3 months. We want that 3 month commitment. However, we have 100 spots, 20 are already gone. So now we have 80 spots, and we're going to let you do month to month coaching. So you do not have to sign up for the 3 month commitment. Sale ends on Sunday. So there you go. Christy, go ahead and sign up. Girl, go ahead and sign up. Go ahead. I'll hook you up, Christy. So yes, absolutely. And then your month does not start until the first meeting with your coach. So like we have a coach on vacation right now. If you get with that coach, your month will not start until your first meeting with that coach. I'm doing a call this afternoon at 3 Central Time, 3 o'clock. And it is going to be all about is private coaching right for you? So if there are still spots available at that time, I will be talking about that. You can come there and ask your questions. There are a couple posts already in Facebook, or you can email me at support@pnptribe.com. If you can't come to that call and you want to know if private coaching is right for you, and I will 100%, I'm going to answer your question. That's what I'm here today to help y'all do. You cannot pick your coach. So you can put a preference of a coach. If that coach has availability, I will do my absolute best to get you in with that coach. But there's a place. I want you to write down every single thing. I am your private coaching concierge. If you ever had a co concierge at a hotel, that's what I am in no BS. So I'm the one that reads every single thing that you write down about what you want to work on. What kind of, do you need tough love? Do you need an easy touch? Do you want to work on emotions? What is it? I am your concierge. And I know these coaches better than the coaches know themselves sometimes. And I will pair you with the perfect coach for you. I promise. And if you get in there and you're like, we are just not, connecting, whatever it is, after a couple of weeks, email me. I'm your concierge. One thing concierge does is they hook you up and they take care of any problems that come up. That's me. I'm your person. Oh, good. I wrote a book for MJ to read. I totally can find your person. Totally. And if I'm not perfect, so if I get it wrong, email me. I'll hook you up. I promise y'all. Y'all know no BS. If all you have to do is tell us there's a problem, there's an issue, I can't figure this out, whatever. Y'all know we bend over backwards. We'll fix it no matter what. So let's talk about planning. That's what we're here for today, and to answer all of your questions. How do you email me? Support@pnptribe.com and just put attention MJ and it'll get there. I'm there all day. They tell me when y'all email me. So I can totally hook y'all up. I know. And Lisa is one of the coaches that does have spots, and she does our sex, self-love, body image, intimacy, all of that kind of stuff. So she is a great one if you want to work on that sort of stuff. Okay, planning. First of all, this is module 5 in the No BS Weight Loss course. So if y'all notice, if y'all been here for a minute, we did this. We moved it further along in the No BS Weight Loss course. It used to be front and center. Like, let's get you planning. But when people would get frustrated or get stuck or even leave the membership, here's what we found. I was planning like a boss, and I was gonna wait till I got it perfect before I started adding in doable hunger and I gained weight. No joke. You can plan and overeat every meal and not lose weight and gain weight, right? I can write down Golden Corral buffet and pull my chair up to the buffet and eat it all. And I'm overeating. I followed my plan, but I didn't follow doable hunger. So doable hunger is the key to weight loss. That's why we want to get you on it fast. And that's why we moved planning a little bit further down, because we want you to start getting in the habit of asking yourself, am I hungry? Have I had enough? All of that sort of stuff. But planning is super important, and we're going to talk about it today. So the first question I get all of the time is, when do you plan? When do you plan? At what point of the day do you should you plan at night? Is it better to plan at night? Is it better to plan in the morning? What should you do? It's really up to you. When are you going to have the time? When is it going to be easiest for you? When can you remember it? Right? Like, when can you remember it? And when do you have space to do it? I plan in the morning. Coach Kathy plans in the evening. She likes to bookmark her day at the end with a planning. She likes to sit there with Ken and pull out her iPad and plan. I like to do it in the morning. And I even, when I was doing private coaching, I had a client one time and she could not figure out when to plan. Like, I mean, it was a struggle. We tried morning, we tried night. She was never consistent. It was a struggle. And so I was like, let's look at your whole day. And she actually shared her screen and I looked at her calendar. She was a school teacher and she taught special. So she did not have to go to the cafeteria. She didn't have classroom to eat with. And so she said, I said, what do you do at lunch? And she was like, I just quiet. It's quiet. I don't have kids. It's quiet. I'm like, why not plan at lunchtime? And she was like, huh? I was like, why not? Like, you know, your lunch could be like your dinner, right? Like we plan, it's the last meal that you're going to be planning for the day. So at lunch, she would eat her lunch and then she would assess lunch, breakfast, dinner. She'd back it up, any snacks she had. And then she would plan dinner, breakfast, lunch at her lunchtime. And guess what? She was consistent. Because it was a time of day every day that she knew she was quiet and she knew that she could plan. So it's not even a morning or night thing, y'all. It's not even a morning or night thing. If you get your kids up in the morning and you're rushing around, rushing around, rushing around, and you have breakfast with your kids, and then right after that, you sit down and watch TV and drink your coffee, you could plan lunch, dinner, breakfast, and assess it at breakfast after your breakfast and plan for the next. I love it. It's whatever works with you, whatever is our keyword in No BS, doable for you, and whenever you can find the time. So, 80% of the time, your life is predictable. Listen, I know what my week looks like. Every once in a while, like there'll be a hitch in my giddy up and something crazy happens and I didn't see it coming and all that kind of stuff. That is the exception, not the rule. I would even say my life is predictable 90% of the time. I mean, I think 80% is being like generous, that 20% of the time the shit hits the fan. I think for me, it's more like 10%. Maybe when I had kids, it was a little bit more, but I mean, at this point in my life, I pretty much know what's going to be happening day to day. And when you plan, you want to. There's three needs that you have that you want to be focused on. Emotional is the first one. So this is like if you know you got a busy day, you know you're going to be tired, you all that kind of stuff. On Tuesdays, MJ is tired. I don't plan nothing on Tuesday night. I'm exhausted. I was in meetings all day yesterday. I was doing all kinds of shit. And it's every Tuesday. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. It's Tuesday. Like, my husband even leaves me alone on Tuesday evenings. He's like, it's Tuesday. Let's not mess with MJ. And so I make sure I don't plan on cooking anything. If I don't have leftovers, I'm going to be picking something up because it's Tuesday. I don't want to think about it at the end of my day. I don't have the mental capacity to think about it. So if I wake up on Tuesday to plan and I know I don't have leftovers in that refrigerator, by God, I'm planning Jimmy John's. I am planning sushi from the Publix. I am planning something else that I can have just somebody, some sweet DoorDash angel just show up at my door and bring it to me. I can leave work and I can debra. I just love to do that. Leave work, debra, and put on my comfy pajamas, and the angels will just bring it to my door, and I don't have to do nothing. That's taking care of my emotional needs on Tuesdays. And we all have a Tuesday. We all have a Tuesday. I don't know what day of the week it is for you, but we all have a Tuesday. Let's take care of ourselves on that day. Next is physical. What feels good in your body? If you know that fried foods, you don't have a gallbladder, and fried food sends you straight to the toilet, sometimes you're happy to be there. Let's think about that when we plan. What feels good in our body, especially if you are, if you have like celiac disease, or you are diabetic, or you're insulin resistant to some level, or if you just like a shit ton of like carb loading at lunchtime, it doesn't feel good to me. Just doesn't feel good. I need a more protein heavy, fat heavy meal at lunch because I need energy in the afternoons. So that's me taking care of my physical needs. What feels good in my body? And then finally, practical. Just whenever things change. Whenever things change, we want to give ourselves the permission and the ability to, what do we say in OBS? Pivot like a motherfucker. That's what we want to do. PLMF. Because sometimes that does happen. Not very often, but it does happen. And then she also talks about good, better, best. Now, here's what I want to say about, there's a couple of things I want to say about good, better, best. Number one, not every food, because a lot of people get hosed up on what she says, just take all the foods you love and put them in a category. Boom, boom, boom. That's where we're going to start. But so many of you get hosed up on how do I make my good foods better, my better foods best? Some foods don't have a level up. Cotton candy don't have a level up. You can't level up cotton candy. It's a good food today. It will be a good food tomorrow. And it will be a good food until the day we all leave this earth. There, you can't level it up. So don't get hosed up on trying to level it up. There are some foods that are good foods that you're not going to want to level up. I always use the cheesecake example. First of all, fat dressing. I am not eating no bullshit, sugar-free, fat-free. I'm not. No. Give me full fat, high-test salad dressing. I ain't never leveling that up to lower calorie, lower nothing. Hell no. Leave me my blue cheese and leave me my ranch and my honey mustard. I want them all. I ain't gonna level it up, damn it. And I'm never gonna level up cheesecake. Cheesecake is amazing and it is fantastic. I do not want to make cheesecake with Greek yogurt and mixed cottage cheese in a fucking mi no. I want, give me my cheesecake. I don't want to level it up. So there are foods that can't be leveled up and there are foods you're not going to want to level up. And that is fine. That is totally fine. Nothing wrong with that, y'all. This is what No BS is about. What do you love? What do you want to keep in your life? And let's do that. Think of foods that you love and just put them in their category. That's where we're going to start. The other thing I want to say about good, better, best. If you find yourself not losing weight, there is a diet mentality switch that lives in our brains, no matter how hard we try to get rid of it. And when we notice a scale stop moving, what is the first thing we do? We start cutting shit out. Can't have no more bread. Can't have no more carbs. Can't have no more this. Fruits. That banana is making me fat. Whatever it is, right? It must be the banana, whatever, you know, or that watermelon. It's got a lot of sugar in it. First, look at doable hunger. Before you try to level up anything, ask yourself, would I bet on myself $50,000? I'm gonna give $50,000 to MJ if I'm wrong. Like, I am telling you, I know that I know that I know that I know that doable hunger is unlocked. Before you ever look at your food, before you ever look at your food, always look at doable hunger first. Now, then you can look at your level ups, but your level ups should be from a place of, I wonder if this will taste just as good as that, or I wonder if I would even miss that if I tried this, not from, I better level this up to lose weight. One is not very loving. One is extremely loving. One is curiosity. One is a demand. And we talked about that demand language. We've talked about it in No BS so many times. Because what happens when you demand something of yourself? A lot of times you rebel. We a bunch of rebellious little hussies up in this place. I'm telling y'all, I am. I used to always tell myself, like, if I had something on my plan, and then I wanted something instead, like I wanted, like, I think of, you know, McFlurry. I hear the ice cream machines working at McDonald's. I would love to have a McFlurry. I would always tell myself, I would never tell myself no, because I am rebellious. You ain't gonna tell me what to do, period. And so I would always say, not today. You can have it tomorrow when you plan it, just not today. I would never say, no, you can't have that to myself. Would always be just not today. Girl, right on your plan for tomorrow. We'll stop by. If the machine's working, we'll get us one. Chances are 2 days in a row, McFlurry working, ain't gonna happen. But anyway, you want to eat the foods, those good foods. I'm talking a lot about good foods. You want to eat those good foods, which we've typically called bad foods, but they're not. They're just good. They just taste good. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They're just hanging out. Because you enjoy them instead of trying to get away from or feel better about your life. You want to plan them and eat them intentionally, not because you're pissed off at your boss, not because you're pissed off at your mama or your partner. I always say, I do enough for them people. I am not giving them my weight loss too because they piss me off. I'm not giving that away to them. I've done enough for them. I have given them enough. I am not going to give them my weight loss, period. That's what I say. And then the other thing, Corinne, is this module has my favorite quote in the entire, I think I've already mentioned it two or three times, in the entire No BS weight loss course. Following your plan is a skill that you build, not a switch that you flip. What? It's a skill that you build, not a switch that you flip. So when you don't, the goal is at first, you probably aren't even going to follow your plans. But then you say, wonder why? What was going on? Was it even doable? When I wrote this plan, was I thinking about my emotional need? Was it my Tuesday? And I planned to be Betty Crocker up in this bitch. Did I all of a sudden think that I was going to be channeling some great chef and I like had all the fit, but it was my Tuesday. And I can't do it on a Tuesday. Was I thinking about my physical needs? When I plan this food, ask yourself those questions so that then the plan starts to fit into your life and is created from a place of self-care, not from a place of punishment and restriction. That is the goal of the 24-hour plan. It is to show you that yes, I can honor myself like I honor everybody else in my life. Yes, I can plan the foods that I love. Y'all, we are not overweight because of pasta. We are overweight because we've been on these diets and we restrict it and we restrict it and we restrict it and we restrict it till we couldn't take it anymore. And then we went and got the, you know, the unendable bowl at Olive Garden and we ate four bowls of pasta. And then we said, fuck it. And then we ate for 3 more days because we ate fucking pasta. And then we got on the scale and we were 5 pounds up and we're like, it's pasta. No. It was you being pissed off and eating so much pasta and then fucking eating over fucking eating. That's what got us overweight in the first place. It was never the pasta. It was never the bread. It was never the chocolate. And when you give yourself permission to plan those things and include those things and have those things that you love, your relationship with them gets so much better because you know you can have them. You're not taking them away. You're not pulling away your whoobie. You're planning them because you enjoy them and because you love them. And when you know you can have them anytime, they don't feel as sexy. They don't feel as like taboo and, ooh, I'm going to finally get this. I can't have it ever. I might as well get all the goody out of it and overeat it till I've had to put on my fat pants and, whoo, we don't want to eat till that. That's once you get to that point, you haven't enjoyed it. So you want to make sure that you're including those foods. You want them. At some point, you're going to eat them anyway. You know, as many times, how many times have we said, I am never eating X again? I've done it. I've never eaten meat again, never eating dairy again. I'm never eating carbs again. We've all done it, made the declaration. And how many times have we followed through with that? Never. Well, Yasmin is vegan, you know, that writes all of our content, and she's sticking with it. She loves it. Good, but it's very rare, right? We've all made the day, and not only did we make it for ourselves, we made it for our whole damn family. I'm not eating meat, neither are you. All of us, we done. You know how bad that is? And then what do you have? Within 2 weeks, where are you sitting? At steakhouse, eating some meat. You're at Texas Roadhouse. Filling up on rolls and a ribeye, honey. Rolls and a ribeye, that's what you got. So why don't we just include them? Learn how to eat them. Learn how to love them. Learn how to enjoy them. I said I wasn't gonna talk long, damn it. Okay, one more thing. We're gonna talk about pivoting spirit of the law. Because I think this is so important. We've never included this in OBS. The first time ever, ever, ever. I have a lot to say about planning. Can you tell? I have a lot to say. I always said I was so short-winded next to Corinne, but the more I do these Wednesday calls and I get fired up, I think I might be as long-winded as her. I don't know. When something comes up, you need to pivot. You're going to follow the spirit of the law, which is something so different, or not. Okay. So I want you to think about, like, you got your food planned. This would be me, you know. Got your food plan, and we never, my family never goes to Cheesecake Factory. We just never don't do. It's like 40 minutes away. We never go. If my husband said today, you know what I want? I want the cheesecake. Come on, let's go. We got stuff. You're going out of town for work next week. Let's just go to the Cheesecake Factory. I would probably opt to not follow my plan. I have leftovers planned. We have, you know, food in the refrigerator and I already have it planned, but I would choose cheesecake. You know why? Because it would make it past my velvet rope. We never go. It's an hour away, almost 40, 45 minutes. Well, with traffic, it's probably an hour. And we never go. Now, if he said, MJ, let's go to Burgers and Barley. You're going out of town. Burgers and Barley is 7 minutes from my house. We go at least once a month to Burgers and Barley. I'm going to follow the spirit of my plan. Because I can go anytime I want to go. And Cheesecake Factory makes it beyond my velvet rope. Because it's, you know, we already had a cheesecake discussion this morning. I love cheesecake, y'all. I love it. I love it. And they have a red velvet. I love red velvet cake and I love cheesecake. And Cheesecake Factory has a red velvet cheesecake. God bless. My two favorite things in the whole entire world. I am not passing it up if we were to go to the Cheesecake Factory. It would make it past my velvet rope every time, all the time. And I would love my reason for it, y'all. That's the thing. You got to love your reason. So there you go. Spirit of the law. There you go. So when shit comes up, which I said for me, probably 10% of the time, if. And then, Corinne told us 20% of the time in the weight loss course. I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that much. And here's the other thing. If you don't know what to plan, go back to the Quick Start Guide and use that little thing at the top. We give you that like beginner planner for the first five modules, before you get the actual planner, before we want you to start using a planner. And it's basically focus on doable hunger. And you write down what you ate after you're done, and then you just work on doable hunger. I can promise if you do that, then you're going to see some weight loss. All right. Sorry, Karen. Everybody wants cheesecake now. I did that. Oh my. I'm sorry. Me too, though. It would be good. Okay. Like I'm not going there today. But all right, Anna. This is the Q&As. I'm switching to the Q&As because I am not going to leave anybody out in the cold. Finding it difficult to stick to anything, giving up on myself and numbing myself with food. What can I do? First of all, why are you numbing yourself? Like, what is going on? Go to Ask Coaches Anna, because you can be, it's anonymous to the membership. So if you've got some shit going on, you can absolutely go back and forth with a coach there. If you want to, we got 1 month of free coaching. Not free coaching, 1 month, no commitment of the 3 months. Go do that before we sell out. But pick one thing. I want you to just pick one thing. And here's the thing. A lot of times, Anna, I'm just going to be honest. When people say they're not doing anything and I talk to them, well, I am drinking my water and I'm getting my sleep. I am writing down a plan every day, but I'm not following it. Like, I want you to get really clear with yourself. What are you doing? Because if you're doing those things, a lot of times what happens is people don't look at what they're actually doing. First of all, you're here, you're asking a question, you're showing up, right? That's one thing. And you, a lot of times, spend so much time on what I'm not doing versus what I am doing. So I want you to go make a list of like, here's exactly what I'm doing, and include coming to a call and asking a question. And then say, is there anything else I could feel like that would be doable to add to this list? And then you take that list over to Ask Coaches, and our coaches will help you come up with what is next. Regina said, I really get confused when it's time to plan. Like all this damn food, and I can't figure out what to eat. Right? Write down a couple of things. First thing that comes to your mind, Regina, think about what's in your pantry. Think about those emotional needs. How much time do I have, first of all? Because that's the thing. Think about how much time you have. Do I actually have time to cook something? And then pick something. And then when something else later in the day, oh shit, I wish I would have planned da da da. Go ahead and write it down so you don't forget to plan it tomorrow. Oh, that is a good idea. I'm gonna write that down for tomorrow. There are some sample plans in there. The other thing, and she talks about this in the course, if you are really stuck on what to plan every day for a week or two, just write down what you ate. That's typical. Y'all, we are creatures of habit. I'm just gonna be honest. We really are. And what you've been eating for 2 weeks is probably what you're going to want to eat for 2 more weeks. But what gets in the way is that you think, Regina, I bet you know what you'd really love to eat, but you're like, oh, I can't plan that. I can't lose weight eating that. I have never lost weight eating that before. And that gets in your way. And then you start to question yourself. So what if you just give yourself permission to eat whatever comes into your head first? And then when you hear those thoughts, which they're gonna come up, they're gonna come up. You can't eat pasta, Regina, and lose weight. You're crazy. You never have before. Be like, girl, I was not overweight because of pasta. I was overweight because I overate pasta. Bet I can plan it. Wonder if I can plan it today and stop when I'm had enough. So just try that. I'm very scared about meeting a deadline this Friday. I feel like frozen and don't plan, forget to eat, then become super hungry and eat things that don't agree with me. I wake up early after 4 or 5 hours, all worried and stressed, then get back to sleep and try to work on the project. So one thing you can do, because this happens to me, Anonymous, we have big projects here at No BS. If I notice I'm losing sleep over work, which has happened before, really, I keep a notebook beside my bed. And when I wake up and I'm like, oh, I gotta remember, I should do that. Like, I need to, whatever, I need to think about this, or I don't wanna forget this. I write it all down in my notebook, and that helps me get back to sleep. So that's number one thing. Number two thing, if you know that you're forgetting to eat, set a timer on your phone every couple of hours to just check in with yourself, to just ask yourself, are you hungry? Get some simple. Hell, I ate a protein, a magic spoon protein treat this morning. I was sitting here working. I've got calls all day long. I didn't have time, so I was doing a couple of things. I went ahead and I had it on my desk because I knew I was going to need something to eat. So that is that like emotional kind of need that we're talking about, and like what is coming up for you when you make your plan. Make sure you include foods that you love. And just check in with yourself. And if you are stressed and you probably don't want to be, Betty Homemaker. Pick some stuff from DoorDash. Pick some stuff from McDonald's. Pick some stuff from the like easy convenience foods from the grocery store that you can just go pick up right now. Take care of yourself in that way and make it as easy as you can. You're already worried about work. You got under pressure from work. Can we make your food life easy? So that you can just focus on the work. It's my best advice for that. I feel disappointed and defeated. I have a running story. This won't work. I'm eating less, maybe not moving a lot. I'm drinking my water, and I like I won't ever get to 199. Can you please help me? She's at 210 now. Maybe I'm focusing on the results too much. No, I don't think you're focused on the result. I mean, we want results, right? We're stopping at enough. We're eating when we're hungry. We're drinking our water, right? We want results. Of course we do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with focusing on results. But I'm going to tell you something. I always just tell myself, my husband was the voice of, he's in the bathroom. I don't think he can hear me. He's on the other side of the house. But he was the one that thought this was not going to work because he's healthy. Like he's nuts and fruits and berries, and I don't even know. I don't know what he eats. Cardboard? I'm not sure. And then he would watch me eat chocolate, and he would watch me eat other things. And he was like, "Do you really think this is gonna work? I don't know if this is gonna work." And you know, I used to tell him all the time, "Watch me, watch me, watch me." So that's what you can tell yourself too, Anonymous. Watch me. And then the other question is, ask yourself, I mean, have you seen the scale go down yet? Because if it's already going down, you can just remind yourself, look, I know I'm nervous and I'm scared. I'm eating shit I ain't never ate before and lost weight. Of course, I'm a little bit nervous about it, but I'm just going to keep going. Coach Betsy said, she says she got it from somebody, but I always give her credit for it. I doubt it, but I do it. I don't know if this is going to work. And that's where I was when I found No BS. I did not know that it was going to work. And I told myself, this is literally my thought when joining OBS. I've got one more failure left in me. I know what it feels like to fail at weight loss. I've done it a ton. Done it a ton. It didn't break me. It didn't kill me. I can fail one more time. And that was my mindset coming into OBS because I had never been able to lose weight and keep it off. And so I just knew that I was joining to fail. I knew it. I knew it that I knew that was true. I mean, the only evidence I had was that I was a failure at weight loss. And the only one I didn't have no evidence I could succeed. None. Not a bit. None. Absolutely none. And so I knew this was going to be another failure, but I was like, I got one more try. I got one more failure. And I'm glad I was wrong. I'm glad I was wrong. And what if you're wrong that it's not going to work? I used to have planning on lock. Now I'm not doing it at all. I used to have a morning routine on lock, but not doing that either. I know because I know I'm on a plateau, but that's because I'm not doing routine. How do I stop this thought loop? I just need to do it. It's not hard. Well, it is if you're, it can be hard, but I will tell you this. Go back and look at what you were doing. So your routines, your patterns, your habits, when you plan, all this other stuff, over time are gonna need to adjust. The best example is teachers. Our teachers, their summer looks totally different than their fall and spring. Totally different. Totally different schedule. When I first joined OBS, I was working at a nursing home. I had one child that was still not driving. Then she started driving. Then I went to home health. My routine totally changed. Totally, totally, totally changed. I used to get up and run 5 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm sleeping till 6 because I realized I needed my Oura Ring told me I need more sleep and I don't run anymore. And so make sure, like a lot of times, what happens is our life changes, things, ch our circumstance change, changes. And instead of finding a routine that fits our lifestyle, we keep trying to fit that old routine that doesn't fit anymore. And then we beat ourselves up because we're not doing it. So, first, make sure is that routine even still doable or is it something I even want to do? The other thing is, I've done this with water so many times, y'all. I have a love-hate relationship with water. There have been times I have had my water on lock, like 100 ounces, like I'm killing it, blah, blah, blah. And there have been some times as a member that I barely got up 16 ounces in. And another good example, when I was working at the nursing home and I had my water all the time versus when I was driving around in the middle of nowhere doing home health and I couldn't find a bathroom and I was not drinking my water, it had to look totally different. Drinking my water. So I was drinking 100 ounces. Then I went to home health. I was drinking nothing. Then I beat myself up because I wasn't drinking 100 ounces. And I finally had to have a meeting with myself. Because even if I was getting up to 64, I was still beating myself up because it wasn't 100 because you used to drink 100. It's so hard. Like, why? It's not that hard. You didn't have a hard time before. What's wrong with you? Why can't you get your shit together? Like, that's the conversation because we all have the inner, talk. And I had to realize that from where I was right then, 100 ounces was not going to be my goal. I had to be okay with 64 ounces. So my question is, if you've had a great morning routine and you've completely gotten out of your morning routine, planning, whatever it is, add one thing back in, celebrate it, and don't beat yourself up because it's not what it used to be. Because I will tell you, with muscle memory and different stuff, as long as you take the first step to get yourself back in a morning routine, motivation follows action. And give yourself permission to start over and to be a beginner and to figure out what this new version of a morning routine. Don't use that old morning routine to beat the shit out of yourself with a stick all day long. That's the old version of you, had that morning routine. What does this version of you want as a morning routine? I have been in OBS since 2019 and originally lost 40 pounds, but since 2022, I have regained 20. This is where I have been. I write plans every day. I eat less than I used to, but know I need to make adjustments to get my weight loss going again. I want to lose 30 pounds this year and finally get to Wonderland. What can you recommend to help get my weight loss going more this week? I get plenty of sleep and water. Okay, first, there's two things. I want you to go watch the Stalls and Plateaus. No, I don't. The Regain Solution. We were just talking about a stall and a plateau. The Regain Solution on the website under courses, under pathways. There's a pathway, but you can just watch that one course. You're good. The other thing is, I eat less than I used to. If I could ban sentences from our brain, that would be just about the first one I would ban. But I'm eating less than I used to. Well, yeah, you're comparing what you're eating now to what you were eating when you were gaining weight. Yes, less, because you're just right here. So of course it's less. You've got to ask yourself, am I truly waiting for hunger? And am I really stopping at enough? You're like, what can I do this week to get my weight loss going? That 100%. That is where weight loss happens. So pick, am I hungry this week, for instance? If you think that's, you know, easy for you to do, or you notice that you're overeating, you know, or you're eating when you're not hungry, pick that this week. Work on that this week. Go listen to that Regain Solution course. And then let me know how you do, Cynthia. We can get the scale moving. Chrissy said she's new again and can't find the Pathways tab and no BS. So after 30 days of membership on day 31, the Pathways and bonus courses are unlocked for you because we want you really to go through the no BS weight loss course first. Of course, you can come to all these lives and different things. But then we don't want you moving on to another course until after the first 30 days. So that's where that is. How often should we plan good food? Once a day? You can plan good foods once a day if you want to. Just what you want to do with good foods is plan. You start off planning what you love. Like, I'm going to plan what I love. And then you watch the scale. And if the scale isn't going down, first place to check is doable hunger. I bet MJ $50,000. I bet it on my kids. I'm MJ, hand to God, I am following doable hunger. When you feel that confident that you're following doable hunger, then you can go look at your foods. And like if you're planning, you know, a good food once a day, every day, and the scale still isn't moving, after you are swearing to me, I know I would bet anything. I would bet my house that I am following doable hunger. If you are that certain you're following doable hunger, that's when you can look at your food and then you could say, can I just have a good food every 4 days, whatever it is. I don't know. And see if that works. But you can, I want you planning whatever you love. I have a good food every day. I mean, I have a, like this week I'm eating salad. We made lamb chops this week. And some potatoes au gratin. So I've been eating salad with full, you know, full fat, full everything dressing. And it's like, you know, honey mustard, not leveled up at all. It's a good food. I've been having that every day this week. Yeah. So I probably do have a good food every day. That is true. Okay. Anonymous says, I have a wedding on March the 9th. I feel like I should button up, eat super clean from now till then, but that always backfires. What would your plan be? How do I release the pressure? So, I mean, here's the thing, Anonymous. It's such a good question. How do you want to feel when you go to the wedding? Right? You want to feel relaxed. You want to feel comfortable in your skin. Right? So you want to enjoy it while you're there. Probably have some wedding cake. Do y'all do that too? Like, I used to always bring a piece of wedding cake home for my kids and I would put it under their pillow because they say you're going to dream about who you're going to marry. Y'all ever heard that? In the South, that's what we do. We put wedding cake under our pillows. I should do that when I go now. I can see who my second husband's going to be. That would be fun. I could start doing that now. When you think, I should button up, eat super clean from now till then, you want to tell yourself the second half of that sentence. Girl, you know that always backfires. That's not what you want. That's not what you want. If you do that, you know how you've done in the past. Within a week, you're going to be going face down. Won't you just, you know, eat when you're hungry and stop when you've had enough? Because you know that other way always backfires. Tell yourself the other half of the story. Equal airtime. Because here's what's going to happen. You really do need to button up. You got to get serious. You know that wedding's coming up. In less than a month, you better buckle down. And then you have to have equal airtime. Girl, that always backfires. That has never worked before. Never, never, never. I am not doing that shit anymore. Because I end up overeating, being miserable, gaining some weight that I've already lost. No, we ain't doing that. But you need to buckle down. No, not today. You got to fight for the version of you that you want. And it sounds like the version of you that you want is not one that feels like they have to buckle down, get serious, get tough, all that kind of stuff. No, I'm finally going to lose this weight the way that I want to live my life. That's what I'm finally doing. Have that conversation. Go to bat for the version of you you want to be. Let's see. Carolyn said, feeling really agitated today. Had my plan to be ready for the beginning of the call and did not get on until 5 minutes ago. Stayed up late last night, talked on the phone, talking to my daughter down and helping her through missing her grandparents, fear of her work issues, just talking her through whatever she threw at me. She was just at a very manic stage, and that I brought up way too many feelings, and that brought up way too many feelings. Have not eaten today, just feeling overloaded. Here's the thing, Carolyn. How else did you want to show up for your daughter last night? You overslept. It's the same thing as like, we can think about time and commitments making it past the velvet rope. You know, my daughter's got bipolar and I go to bed at 8 o'clock. But if she called me at 10 o'clock at night and I had to talk to her for 2 hours, I wouldn't want to show up any other way. So that's what you can tell yourself today. Yes, I'm off schedule. Yes, I'm gonna be tired today, but I sure do love how I chose to spend my time last night. I'm an amazing mom. I am there for my kids when they need me. Totally different story. 'Cause you didn't have to answer the phone. You could have begged off and been like, "Girl, what is wrong with you? Suck it up, buttercup," and hung up the phone. That's not the mom you are. That's not the mom I am. And give yourself some love and grace and compassion, because last night, time with your daughter made it past the velvet rope. You prioritize that over sleep. And I don't know, as a mom, I mean, would you have wanted to not be there for her to get your sleep? So give yourself some grace and compassion a day. And every time you're feeling tired, be like, "You know what? I showed up as an awesome mom last night. I'm tired. I'm paying for it today, but I wouldn't want it any other way." And that story of you being the hero is going to help turn the temperature down on the agitation and feeling overloaded. I'm just feeling overloaded right now because I stayed up late and I'm tired. And it's a lot harder to handle a bunch of stuff at once when you're tired. But I'm tired for a great reason. So that's what you can tell yourself. I still have a problem of not stopping at enough. I can do it at a restaurant, but have difficulty at home. I tried journaling, but nothing seems to come up. So, Vivian, set yourself up for success. Serve half the food. Get a small plate, very small plate. Serve that to yourself. Wait 10 minutes. Wait 10 minutes before you get any more. Check in with your body. So a lot of times what happens is, like, when you go into a restaurant, Vivian, probably what is happening is, "I bet this is twice as much food as I need." And then you're very mindful because you know going in, it's a lot more food than you need. So you're probably visually cutting your meal and then stopping because you're already telling yourself it's too much. But at home, when you're serving yourself what you've always served yourself, you're not taking that time to visually cut the food in half. So you want a strategy and a way that you can physically cut it in half. And then give yourself the pause to stop at enough. And I still do this, y'all. I sit in front of my TV and eat at night. Don't tell nobody. Anyway, I always serve myself on a small plate. Because if I serve myself regular, like on my regular size, plate or whatever, I would eat it all because I'm not paying attention. I just don't pay attention. So I make it easy on myself. I serve myself on a small plate. Because then I know I'm going to finish it because I ain't going to be paying attention. And then I can check in with myself and ask myself, "Do I want more?" And if I do, then it's here. I'll go get some more. Like, that's exactly what I do. I make sure that I can take care of myself. I don't do it out of punishment. Contessa said, that's why it's way easier to eat at a restaurant. Yes, to eat. It finally clicked. Yeah. I doubt it, but I do it. Brought up the idea of thinking I can't do what I doubt, which I know is a lie, right? Girl, it is a lie. Can you talk about how to challenge that thought? Or should I take it to ask coaches? Okay, here you go. Of course I can. I'm just going to tell you. You have probably done a bunch of shit that you doubted. Start making that list. Start making that list. Like my daughter thought she was never going to be able to find her way around LA without her GPS. But it, you know, it took turning off her GPS a couple times and she found her way back home and she figured it out. Whenever I was in college, I doubted I could make it through anatomy because it was hard. Well, I had to do it twice. Second time was better. I doubted I was going to be able to finish college. And I did it anyway. I signed up for the class and I finally did pass it. But whatever. I doubted that I could deliver a baby. I was scared to death of deliver. I was scared to death. Girl, I thought I was going to be ripped into half. I was scared. I didn't think I could do it, but I did anyway. I really did not think when I started driving a car that I would like ever be able to like talk and drive or listen to the radio and drive or do it, eat and drive. Oh my God. I used to watch my grandmama do it. And I'm like, how do you gotta have both? And then gotta pay attention and head on a swivel and all. I did it. I doubted. I literally doubted. I finally bought my very first car a couple of years ago. I didn't think I was ever going to buy a car on my own. I thought my husband was always going to have to help me. And I kept going for it and going. It took me 4 years, whatever. But I finally did it. There are a lot of things that I doubted. I doubted I could build that fucking website for y'all. That's a good one. I'm a physical therapist, for God's sake. Never built a damn website. And look, y'all enjoy it every single day. I was scared to death when I left physical therapy to come here. I'm working for some crazy lady on the internet, leaving a really good job that I've had for 20 years. I'm taking a chance on a weight loss company that I've never been able to lose weight my entire life and keep it off. But here I am, I'll teach people how to do it. I ain't done it but once. Make your list. You got a big list. And then you just, how do you combat it? I always do shit I doubt. I always do shit I doubt. Do it all the time. We do it all the time. Make your list. I've noticed that when I'm dealing with more anxiety, I gain weight, even though I don't feel like I'm eating more. Hypothesis is that anxiety makes it harder to sense my enough accurately and maybe more bites, licks, and tastes. I love that so much. That's exactly probably true. I'm trying to make positive changes in my life, so the anxiety is going to be here for a while, but I want to keep losing weight. Can I plan my way back onto the weight loss train? Yes. Well, first of all, it starts with a plan, right? Like you can't just write a plan and still overeat and get back on the weight loss train. Not going to happen. But, so there's a couple things you can do. So when you know that you typically do bites, licks, and tastes, like maybe it's when you're cleaning the kitchen or maybe it's when you're cooking, pop in a piece of gum to cut that down, right? Because a lot of times it's a habit, right? Like we get into the habit of bites, licks, and tastes, and you know, next thing you know, you're, you know, four bites deep. So put some gum in. That's what I used to do when I first started in OBS. I don't have to do it anymore, but I was always in the kitchen cooking and bite, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit nibble, nibble. So that's one good thing. And the other thing too is, like I was talking about earlier, if you think that you might be eating past enough and it's a little bit more difficult to catch up on your brain signal, when you're anxious and you've got other stuff going on, your brain, because it thinks it's in danger, puts everything else on autopilot. Eating gets on autopilot. Everything gets on autopilot that it can put on autopilot. Because you got a lot more stuff like the worry going on. So it's like, oh, we got a lot going on up here. What else can we put on autopilot? And it could be you're enough. So cut your food in half, serve yourself on a smaller plate, set a timer for 10 minutes, and then check in with your body so that you can still eat on that autopilot and you don't have to keep checking in, checking in, checking in, checking in while you're eating, so that you can be more mindful and then you can really pause and be like, am I really still hungry? Or do I just kind of want to wait it out, see how it goes? So that would be what I would do. How can I reframe? I hate planning. It's restrictive and dieting. Yes, because you're probably planning restrictive and dieting. Corinne talks about this in this module, but a lot of times we hate planning because why? Because we had a food list that somebody sitting in some office, hanging out, be like, what kind of torturous bullshit can we put them through? What can we take away from these ladies? And so then we had a list of foods that we didn't even like in the first place, and we had to write them on that plan. And then we would see all the things we really wanted, and we wouldn't let ourselves have them. And also, we did not like it had to be perfect all the time. So, like, that's another reason you would break your plan, right? Hunger trumps everything. So, I don't care if you don't plan a snack. If you are hungry, you eat a snack. And you'll love your reason because you don't have to be hungry. But a lot of times when we think about planning, we think about starvation. We think about a bunch of shit we don't like. We think about being told what to do, told what to eat, told what we can and cannot have. And so you have to rewrite your planning story. I can put anything on this thing I want to. This is not planning. It's my roadmap for the day. This is my contract with myself. This is my path to taking care of myself today. While I've got my weight loss brain hat on today, I'm going to make sure I write all this down while I have my goals in mind, while I have weight loss in mind, while I have my emotional, physical, and practical needs in mind. This is my highest self. This is the version of me that's got my back, who knows what I really want and what I want in the moment, who knows what my day is going to look like. I want her planning my day. Because what happens when you don't plan is the tired, pissed off, wore down, no mental energy left, no fucks left to give. You're putting her in charge of your weight loss at the end of the day. And that's not what we're doing, y'all. I want the version of me that loves me and knows what I want for my life. I want her planning my food. I mean, after the website goes down, and after, somebody says something at work, and after, like, all this shit goes, after my dog throws up and I get frustrated about that, I don't want her planning my weight loss. And that's what you have to, that's why planning is so important. It's the very best version of you having your back, taking care of yourself. And that's why it's important. It puts that version of you in the driver's seat of your food. And that's who we want driving. That's who we want driving our weight loss. That's who we want driving our life. And that's why planning, I mean, when we talk about love, self-love and planning with love and all the other kind of stuff, it's not some restrictive bullshit you can't have, you better not eat. If you ever want to lose weight, you better plan this way. You better not plan that if you ever if you think you're going to get on that scale and lose any weight this week. No, it's like, what do I really want? What do I really, really want right now? I'm gonna love myself today. What I mean, because that's what I keep going back to. You are not overweight because of the food that you ate. Never. Never. And I will die on that hill. I will die. There's a few hills I will die on. That's one of them. We are overweight because we overate those foods. If you give yourself permission and you write them down because you want to enjoy them. Not because you've restricted them for so long and you can't take it anymore. Not because you've had a bad day and you say, fuck it, and you just go eat all of it. When you start planning because you want the food, And you just give yourself permission to have it and eat it when you're hungry and stop it enough. Because guess what? You can have it tomorrow. You can have some more of it tomorrow. Nobody's taking it away from you anymore. And when you plan from that place, it becomes so much easier. And for, I can't remember your name, who just asked that question, but make sure you go listen to this module, module 5 of the No BS Weight Loss course, because I am telling you, she gives you so many thoughts to think about planning. So many, I mean, I've given you some here, but you know, Corinne says it so well. Like it's Corinne, right? And that's why I get so fired up because y'all know I go back and listen to these modules before I do these calls. Like that's what I was doing this morning. Even though I've already listened to the No BS Weight Loss course several times, but I always go back to like get fired up again. I make a few notes about my favorites. And it gets me fired up. I get fired up. I get fired up for y'all. I get fired up for me. All the things. So, all right. Nancy, I love planning. It is, it's a great way to take care of it. I'm gonna tell you the biggest gift planning gave me was I was a person who did stuff for, I've said, told this so many times. I did everything for everybody. If I told you I was gonna do it, I was gonna do it and do it and do it. I was gonna do it. But when it came to keeping promises to myself, never. Not once. Rarely. It would have been an accident if I accidentally didn't mean to, but it wasn't on purpose. And then when I started to plan and I started to think about my day and what was doable for me and what I could do and what I couldn't do and all the other kind of stuff, like for the first time in my life, I was like, I'm keeping a promise to myself. I said I was going to do this thing and I did it. Wonder what else I could do. And that's really, I mean, what I started doing. So that's what I'm going to say about planning. Planning in a nutshell. In an hour, only went 2 minutes over. Sally says, where do you get the Corinne 365? Go to resources and podcasts, and then you'll be able to download it from there. It's also where the No BS Weight Loss course, you'll see the No BS Weight Loss course there. You'll see the live training replays there. You'll see Corinne 365. And then after your first 30 days, you're going to want to go back there to get the podcast for the bonus courses and pathways because they'll be unlocked for you. All right. So far on this call, I don't remember how many at the beginning, we've sold 27 of these spots. Of the 100 spots, I don't think they're gonna last very long, especially after my call this afternoon. If you're thinking about private coaching, please go check it out. 1 month, we've waived the 3 month commitment. So for only for 100 spots, you can go month to month. So if you've ever thought about it but been hesitant to make the commitment for 3 months, here's your sign because I don't know how long these are gonna last. So y'all have a great rest of your day. If you have questions about private coaching, please email support at pmptribe.com or come to my call this afternoon. Or if there's still spots, it'll be up early, early, early. Missy's coming in at the ass crack of dawn to get it up on the website for y'all. So make sure you listen to that early. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later.